MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting with Vishal Rama, quantitative analyst at Prescient Investment Management. Vishal, appreciate the early morning Wednesday medium-term budget policy statement a little bit later this year. Some of the key things we're looking for, and I suspect perhaps the big one, as always, is our debt trajectory and the outlook for fiscal consolidation. Your thoughts on what the minister could be telling us around our debt story? He is potentially getting more tax revenue thanks to precious metal prices.
Morning, Simon. Morning, listeners. So, yeah, as you mentioned, right, so debt levels remain high within the country and, you know, the gross debt expected to edge ever so slightly higher to around 78% of GDP over the medium term. Mm-hmm. The small increase is due to nominal growth and higher state guarantees, but is partly offset by, as you mentioned, better revenue collection and lower funding costs. I think Treasury remains, from what we can see, Treasury remains committed to fiscal consolidation through spending restraints and efficiency measures. I think stabilizing debt by the government will depend more on sort of controlling expenditure and improving growth rather than raising new taxes. So, yeah, we will see that, I think, hopefully in the MTPPS come Wednesday.
And the key thing, and you mentioned growth there, I mean, that is the big issue. We've had, a decade and a half of no growth, 1%. I mean, that's below population growth. The need for structural reform to get that growth going, spending on the one side, or reduced spending on the one side, but structural reform really is the big story here.
100%, right? So fiscal consolidation alone will not get our country forward. South Africa needs growth, right? I think we need to see key reforms in power, logistics, water, and visa policy are essential to unlock new private investments. Mm-hmm. I think Operation Vulindlela, you know, there is progress on that there, but it's slow and will sort of take time for that to actually come through and show through from a, you know, country, South Africa developing. I think we need higher potential growth, and that'll come through job creation, expanding the tax base, and reducing the debt burden on the country over time, right? So we need to have those in order, as you rightly say, for South Africa to move forward. So fiscal consolidation alone will not get us forward. You know, we need growth within South Africa, and hopefully we can see that come Wednesday. And going forward from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned the sort of infrastructure play. We're seeing Vulindlela, we're seeing some green shoots there. We got off the grey list. We've got G20, so we're in the global spotlight in 2 weeks' time. My sense is it's kind of moving in the right direction, but it's happening slowly. And I suppose not just in the government, I suppose it's hard to turn it around, but it is a very, very slow process.
100%, right? So, I mean, as you rightly mentioned, you know, it is a slow process to us to get forward. I think the signs are positive and the momentum appears to be in the right direction. I think, you know, we moved from the grey listing, which I think will encourage foreign investors to sort of come and look more in South Africa. So, you know, the grey listing obviously ended the way in which investors saw South Africa and even sort of try to come and invest cash into South Africa. Now that's sort of been taken off the line, so that does help us. I think we need to see, as you already mentioned, there is ongoing communications with G20 and multilateral channels, which all boost credibility of the South African market. I think, you know, we need to sustain this positive momentum, and that all depends on consistent policy, transparent fiscal management, and reform delivery, right? So if we can see that, I think we'll see more from offshore investors coming into our markets.
A last question around our bond market. Our bonds have had a good year. I mean, to be clear, a year ago or so, I mean, they were offering sort of equity-like returns, although obviously at a much lower risk. They're still seemingly attractive for investors, but it has been a good year for bonds in terms of the yield, and that, all things equal, probably continues. I mean, the minister's unlikely to totally mess it up. We're probably going to see that going through the rest of the year.
Yeah, so I mean, it's been an absolutely fantastic year for bonds. You know, we came from levels of around 11% now to sub 10% on bonds. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the bond market will sort of remain sensitive to the fiscal credibility and borrowing plans of the National Treasury. I think the move lower towards the 3% inflation target, as discussed by the MPC at the last meeting, and hopefully we can see that sort of not announced on Wednesday, but maybe some sort of discussion towards that, and then maybe come actual budget in next year, we can see formal recognition of moving to that target. But you know, as mentioned, that lower target is being stronger revenue, and us being added to, you know, the global indices have all meant that South Africa's bonds have done quite well over the last year. I think as long as we don't see any sort of own goals or any surprises from National Treasury come Wednesday, I think bonds will not sell off. And, you know, if there is anything like fiscal slippage or high issuance announced, we could see a sell off bonds. But as you rightly mentioned, I think we're probably not going to see too much. Hopefully, touch wood, right? It'll be a good one.
Yeah, and I take your point. I mean, a 1% move in the bond market is absolutely giant. It's been a phenomenal year for bonds. We'll leave it there. For sure, Rama, quantitative analyst, Prescient Investment Management. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.